Luke's Gospel, chapter number 16. If you'd stand with us this morning, we'll honor the reading and the Word of God. I always want to be flexible to the Spirit of God. Maybe what I prepared to preach, He may let me preach it tonight. I can tell you one thing, without the Spirit of God, it'll be just another outline. Luke 16, verse 19. You don't hear much from this text anymore. Matter of fact, a man preached this a lot. He's not building a church membership. The world's not flocking in to hear what I'm fixing to preach this morning. Luke 16:19. Would you cut me off just a minute, son? Certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and in fine linen, and he fared sumptuously or elaborately all day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. By the way, this is not a parable. No place in the Bible has Jesus ever mentioned a name of a character in a parable. He said it came to pass, the beggar died, was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died, and he was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he's comforted and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. So they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from them. And he said, Well, I pray thee therefore, Father, thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said to him, They've got Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. So you better listen to preaching. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went to him from the dead, they'll repent. He said to him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Thank you for standing this morning. I felt this rumbling in the recesses of my soul. This morning, as I opened my Bible here, as I began to turn to an outline I'd prepared last night and this morning, I noticed something, and it's as if the Spirit of God spoke to my heart. And it's out of verse number 23. Here the Bible said, In hell he lift up his eyes. And I want to preach on this simple subject this morning, on what he didn't see. On what he didn't see. You know, isn't it amazing that hindsight is everything? Have you ever wished in this life you could just take a few days back, maybe a few calls back that you've made, because as you look behind you, you see what you could have done different. Well, I notice not only in this life is that prevalent, but in the life to come. You know, this man, he didn't see some things coming. He's just lifted his eyes now in a place that Jesus said that it was a hell. And it don't matter whether you believe in hell or not, it don't change the fact there is a hell. As a matter of fact, we live in a day and hour that people really don't, hell's become a byword, just a slang word. It's become part of the vernacular of the modern world. And certainly, hell is a real place. It's a definite place. You know, I used to, in days gone by, this would be the text of nearly every Baptist preacher in the country at least once a month. On base of heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And it still is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I wonder how many people died and went to hell last night when we was in the bed. And this morning, as we've been in a church service, as we've been so blessed to be in, wonder how many died and slipped off into hell. Now the Bible said in hell he lift up his eyes. And some things he didn't see. I don't believe that this rich man ever saw a funeral. The Bible said that he fared sumptuously every day. Man, he had the world, right by the tail. Everything was going his way. And the Bible said that there was a certain beggar that hung around with him wanting things. And in an amazing, in 22, it came to pass that the beggar died and he is carried. He didn't have much of a funeral, but he was buried. And then the rich man, the Bible tells us that he died. And he was buried. The Bible says a certain rich man is clothed in purple, fine linen, he fared sumptuously every day. And then he said, verse 22, it came to pass the beggar died and was carried, and the rich man also died and was buried. So he didn't see his funeral. I wonder if we all really knew when our funeral was coming, how different we'd be a-doing. I wonder if we know the day and the hour, me and you drew our last breath. I wonder how God will carry me out of here. One thing I do know this morning, though, I'm saved by the grace of God. And so eternity don't bother me. Matter of fact, it's a thrill inside of my heart knowing that I'm saved this morning. But I don't believe that this rich man saw a funeral. There's no doubt there's a lot of people that said, you know, my goodness, he really was successful in life. He looked at the things that he accumulated. Look at the house he lived in. Look at what he wore. Look at what he drove. Man, this man is a picture of success in the world's eyes. But God says he's a fool. Because there's a rich man come to him and he said, Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And he said, sell everything you got and give it to the poor. And he went away sadly. Jesus turned around and said, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. I wonder, as he lifted his eyes, Brother Lee, did he realize that all of a sudden he had experienced something he had never saw, and that was death? Can I tell you, death is no respecter of persons this morning. Death comes to little ones. Death comes to grown ones. Death comes to young ones. Death comes to old ones. Nobody but God knows where that deadline is with us. But I wonder, did he ever see his funeral? He died. The Bible was clear about that. He said in verse 22, the rich man also died and was buried. Now, I don't think he saw his funeral. And then I don't think he saw this flame. The Bible said in verse 23, in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seen Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. The flames of hell still burn hot this morning. You know, I don't know of anything any worse than to be burnt up. You know, a lot of times I've had burns, and my goodness, it don't quit. It seems like it just lasts forever. I don't know if he ever seen the flame. Matter of fact, I don't know that you and I have ever took a really good look at it. Exactly the way Jesus said, you mean to tell me, preacher, you believe that the Bible says there is a hell? I sure do. And preacher, do you mean to tell me you really believe that God would put somebody in a place and burn them with a flame to where they're tormented to their soul? I sure do, because I believe the Bible. And matter of fact, God don't put sinners there. Sinners put them on themselves there. He's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. See, He's done the only thing He could do to keep me and you out of hell. And that's put His Son on a cross. Let me ask you something. Any of you that's got children, do you think a lot of your children? It's amazing to me, the older I get, and you that don't have grandchildren yet, it's amazing how attached you can get to children. And you know, as much as I love my grandyounguns, God gave the only thing He had, His only begotten Son, and He put Him on a cross, and people just walk across that, and it don't make any difference to them. I wonder if you gave up your son, if you gave up your little girl, you gave up your child, and you put them on a cross and you let them hang and die, and people laughed at what you'd done for them, and they took it lightly and just ridiculed, and you said, well, I'll do things my way. I'll not do it your way. I'm going to do it my way. And then all of a sudden, don't you think that you would be highly offended if they didn't take what you gave for them to keep you out of hell? So it is with God and His Son. He don't take it lightly putting Him on a cross. And a lot of people, they walking around like, you know what? I'll take my chances. Well, friend, when you gamble around the cross, you're going to lose. And in hell, you're going to lift your eyes. Well, I'm a good person. I understand that. But the Bible says there's none good. No, not one. No, not. You ever been in a difficult place? You ever been in a place, you know, it seemed like to me when I was a child, a lot of you, I'm not preaching this sermon to get a laugh. I'm just saying the way I thought as a child. Brother Jerry, there's nobody that hated school the way I did. I was reared in the country. And I can't believe, Brother Lee, that when they picked me up and put me in a place and didn't know anybody, I was scared to death, Brother Dave, that's going to leave me. I could hardly wait to get out of there. I was miserable. You ever been in a place that you just didn't think you'd ever get out, and then when you finally got out, I mean, it just totally impacted your life and said, thank you, Lord, that I got out of that fix. There's a lot of bad decisions I've made in life, and I've had to pay for them decisions. But I've got out of most of them, I'll be honest with you. But the man that dies and goes to hell without Christ, he'll never get out of that flame. Could you imagine this morning if we had a candle sitting on this pulpit and we lit that candle? Can you imagine holding your hand over that candle to the wax totally burned out today? Well, you know what? When that wax ran out, it'd be over. But you know what? Eternity won't never be over. We live in such a liberal society. People don't believe what I'm preaching this morning. And you know what? The rich man didn't believe it either. Because he'd have believed it, he'd done something about it. A lot of people say, well, you know, I believe in hell. Do you really believe in hell? If you really believed in hell, then you'd be trying to get out of there this morning. Why, you believe that there's a hell, and if you really believe that, then why are you headed there? That's what I want to ask you. If you really believe the Bible, then why are you going to die and go to hell? Tell me why you're going to do what He's instructed us to stay away from. And I'm glad He's told us how to get out. That's by faith through His Son. So some things that he didn't see, he's lifted up his eyes and he's realized that he's died, but yet he's still living. Death's not the end of the picture. You just don't die and float off and go someplace. Honey, you either going to heaven or you going to hell. There's no purgatory. It's no place in between. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, we that are saved. But when you die without Christ in hell, you'll lift your eyes. That second, you'll lift your eyes. Don't believe he's seen the flame. He said, I'm tormented in this flame. He said, would you just dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this. Can you imagine what kind of price somebody'd give for that in hell this morning? Anybody imagine what they'd give for that? I guarantee the rich man this morning, this Bible character is in there, and he would have given everything he ever had just to have that one cup of water right there. I don't believe he's seen his funeral. I don't believe he's seen the flame. I don't believe he's seen the faces. Now, I want you to notice what this man done. Verse 24, he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. Now notice in hell they remember people of the past life. And he said in verse 25, this is one of the awfulest things in hell beside the torment. There's memory. He said in verse 25, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. Could you imagine, friend, people living in a society like he lived in, all of a sudden close his eyes to that place and open them in this place? I've often wondered, you know, we think a lot about the rich man died and went to heaven. What about all the poor people die and go to hell? It's not the money put him in hell. His faith put him in hell. He didn't have faith in the Son of God. And so this morning, I want to say some things that he didn't see. He didn't see some faces. Now, I've heard people walk out here and say, Preacher, you're crazy. I've heard them. Some of them's told you, your preacher's off the deep end. I wouldn't go around that hollering, screaming, crazy preacher. He believes that Bible. Well, let me tell you something. You die and go to hell, you're going to see some faces. You're going to see me preaching to you. He's seen Abraham, the father of faith. Let me tell you, friend, hell's not the end of the story. Hell is a real place. Some things he didn't see. I don't believe he's seen his funeral, his death. I don't believe that he's seen the flame. And I don't believe that he's seen the faces. I don't believe he's seen his fix. Verse 26. He said, and Abraham said, Son, remember in your lifetime you had all the good things, and likewise Lazarus the evil things, but now he's comforted. You want to know where your loved ones that die in the Lord are? They're comforted. And thou art tormented. You know, your mind's a terrible thing. Can you imagine dying going to hell with your mind? Never be able to turn your mind off about how Jesus loved you and you could have been saved, but you turned your back on Jesus. I don't believe he's seen the faces. And I don't believe he's seen his fix. Verse 26, beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. In other words, you can't get out of this place. He said, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. I don't believe he's seen that eternity's forever. You've heard me say this, and now you know the man. Dr. Ricky Dunsford, one of our missionaries, I'll never forget as a young preacher, I'd heard Brother Ricky preaching in a message, and he said this, and he went into a prison, he sat down on a man's bunk, and behind that bunk was chalk marks on the wall. And Brother Ricky witnessed to him and he said, "Son, explain to me these marks." He said, "Oh, preacher." He said, "See that stick of chalk right there at the foot of my bed?" He said, "And in a few days, I'm fixing to mark right through that last little mark right there. They fixing to open them doors and I'm walking out of here a free man." Brother Ricky said the Spirit of God spoke to him, said, "Yeah, but you tell him you die and go to hell, you'll never mark your way out." Bad place to be in hell. A lot of people say, "How come y'all built this church?" Mainly two reasons. One, to worship God in spirit and truth. And number two, to get people out of hell. Wonder how many people out yonder passed this church house this morning and die and go to hell. Wonder how many people's coming here and, man, an invitation. We think it's something. We just get up and traipse around. We don't think nothing about the invitation. We giggle and pass notes and people sitting there and the devil trying to hoodwink them, trying to get them distracted. But I just wonder to you this morning, have you ever thought about the people really dying and going to hell? Faces. I wonder how many faces you're going to see in hell. You say, "Preacher, you're a hard preacher." All I am is what God's called me to be. And hell ain't no laughing matter this morning. You say, "Preacher, I'll never come back." Well, that's your decision. But it don't change the fact, unless you get saved, you're going to die and go to hell, ma'am. Sir, you're going to die and go to hell without Jesus. This preacher loves you enough trying to tell you there's a heaven to gain and a hell to get out of this morning. Didn't see his fix. He's there forever. My God, what a passage. But verse 28, this is what really stirred my heart yesterday. I don't believe he's seen his family. He said, "I got five brethren. I wish you'd go to them, go to my father's house and tell them, because I got five brethren live there, that if you just testify to them, lest they also come in this place of torment." He said, I never seen my family till I see them now. Sir, how you see your family this morning? Daddy, don't you realize and understand this? If the devil can knock you out of this race, he's going to get your children. Don't you realize this isn't a game? This just isn't something that to take lightly. This is eternal things that's going on this morning. I don't believe he's seen his family. I got to thinking about what I told you earlier with this microphone off. I dread it for some of my family. Matter of fact, from all indications, according to the teachings of this Bible, I've got family in hell this morning. I wish we had the burden in our church that they got in hell. Matter of fact, there's some things in hell ought to be in the church. They some praying went on there, but it was too late. Now a burden. Let me ask you something, sir, ma'am. If God don't save your family, where are they headed? I prayed for some of your families this morning. I've got family, unless they turn and repent of their sin and follow Christ, they're going to die and go to hell in their sin. And so do you. You see, this is what we think. We won't try to justify our people in our own sin. Well, preacher, I'm a good person. I'm not in a lot of bad things. That's out of the equation. The Bible says you must be born again. You must be born. There's a lot of good people died and went to hell. But Jesus says there's none good. No, not one. I don't believe that he's seen his family. You know what would be so pitiful? You know what mom and daddies don't see? Brother Dennis, you know what could probably be the most pitiful thing that could ever happen to me beside die and go to hell? Is to think that I raised two girls and didn't get them under the sound of the gospel because I had the opportunity to get them under the sound of the gospel. I'd hate to know that I was headed to hell and sat there for eternity wishing instead of enjoying. Wishing and remembering what I could have done with my family. Every chance I get, I want my girls and son-in-laws to have them grandbabies here. Zach, you and Mallory, every chance I mean, if I ever see you slipping, I'm going to say, son, what about Eli? What about it? I don't believe he's seen his family. Brother Adam, you're a spiritual man, son. Could you imagine living life just the way you wanted to live? Open your eyes in hell, and it dawned on you that little boy was following you right where you was headed. You say, preacher, that's cruel. No, it's the truth. Your problem is you don't like truth. Truth's what's going to get you out of hell, sir. This church membership ain't going to get you out of there. That water baptism ain't going to get you out of there. I close with this. He didn't see his family. I don't believe he's seen his forever. He's there for an eternity. The way hell finds you is the way hell keeps you. But I'm glad there's a verse here. Miss Sherry, I want you to come this morning, if you would, sister. And Brother David, I want y'all to lead me in a song. And this is what I want to close with. Paul's writing. He's got a glimpse of what really matters. He said, this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Brother Lee, I've got it highlighted. Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there's one God and one mediator, or one go-between. Between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all. To be testified in due time. You die and go to hell in your sin, you'll go in spite of the price He's paid to keep you out. He paid the price to get you out of there. How many of you got brothers and sisters going to die and go to hell if they don't get saved? How many of you got mom and daddies going to die and go to hell if God don't do something and save them? Where's your burden this morning? Cut me off, Brother Will.